This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. In 2019, the Brooklyn Museum in New York hosted an exhibition looking at art 50 years after the Stonewall Uprising, a landmark moment in LGBTQ history. And on Thursday, that exhibit will open for a second time at Fresno State. The exhibition will be held in the Phoebe Conley Art Gallery on campus through October and is presented by the university's Center for Creativity and the Arts. I spoke with its director, Cindy Urrutia, and we were joined by Liz Looney with the James B. McClatchy Foundation, which is funding the exhibit. She started the conversation by discussing the significance of the show's title, Nobody Promised You Tomorrow.
The title really comes from a transgender artist and activist, Marsha P. Johnson, who used that as a rally cry during the Stonewall Uprising. And from that moment, it became the rallying cry for the entire LGBTQ movement. So that's where it started, at the Stonewall riots, actually.
So Cindy, can you tell us more about the exhibit? What kind of art can people expect to see?
Well, it is certainly a very diverse and multimedia exhibit. It will have graphic design. It will have some installation pieces. It will have traditional paintings. It will have poetry. It is truly a multimedia exhibit. What is particularly important to consider with this exhibit is that all of the artists were born after Stonewall. So they will be 50 years and under. And that's important because this exhibit is looking at what has happened over the last 50 years. And it also wanted to do more than just be a celebratory event. It wanted to do more than just to highlight a historical event. It really wanted to be future focused, where we talk about items important to the LGBTQ plus community and where it's heading. And just to give you a little bit of an example, one of the things that happened during the civil rights movement is that many identity groups received some type of civil rights protections under the law. The LGBTQ plus community did not. Up until, you know, the last decade, there has been laws related to sodomy. There hasn't been a lot of protection. The only thing we really have seen has been marriage equality, which is a wonderful stride, but it hasn't been enough. So that is one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is that it brings in intersections where it's very inclusive of artists of color. And that is an important thing to note, because even in the Stonewall Inn itself, it had two sections. It had the front section that was for Caucasian patrons, and those of colors were relegated to a back room where they could congregate with people that were part of the LGBTQ plus community. And this is in New York, and you're still seeing a significant amount of segregation. So it's really re-examining of history. It is a celebration of history. It is a critical conversation on the status of the LGBTQ community at the moment and everything that's transpired in the last 50 years and where things are moving. And more importantly, it also has this beautiful idea of care. How the community has cared and supported each other. So you're going to see a little bit of all of that in the exhibit. We also do have a reading room that will be a part of the exhibit, where literature will be available for people to read. And we will also have a companion catalog where people can read more on this exhibit and go into further details.
Liz, I'd like to come back to you. Can you provide some perspective here? How significant do you see it being to the Valley's art scene?
I think it's hugely significant for many of the points that Cindy brought out. So much has happened in the world since Stonewall Uprising in 1969. and our thoughts and our emotions towards LGBTQ community have really progressed and moved along. This exhibition, the McClatchy Foundation is very proud to support this and to stand with the LGBTQ community. And we're really hoping that this exhibition helps to encourage dialogue and communication between families, friends, and the community to help increase understanding, and that moment of allowing members of the LGBTQ community to truly live their authentic lives. And it's a process, but we're proud to be part of that because the McClatchy Foundation stands with the people of Central California. This is the only West Coast showing of this exhibition. It was at the Brooklyn Museum, and then that was it. Cindy's done an amazing job to coordinate this exhibition and bring it to Fresno. And so it's monumental.
Then I understand there are other community events planned in conjunction with this exhibit as well. Is that right?
Yes. Cindy and her team have put together a wonderful array of programming. One that I'm very pleased with is she connected with the Fresno City College Art Space Gallery, and opening on September 2nd, there will be an adjunct exhibition there at Fresno City College that will run for about a month. And that's important because it can reach a whole new audience of students and faculty and staff. And it's also adjacent to the Tower District, which we all recognize as the LGBTQ Cultural Center in Fresno. And I think that was a tremendous undertaking by Cindy. There will be a public reception at Fresno State on September 9th, beginning at 5 p.m. And it will be right at the Phoebe Conley Gallery and the space in the courtyard in front of the gallery. And then there are an array of programs at Fresno State that will continue throughout the exhibition. One is a female impersonator show on September 25th at 5 p.m. CineCulture has also arranged for film screenings, and those titles and dates will be available soon. There will be a concert and poetry reading featuring members of the LGBTQ plus community, and that effort is being coordinated by Professor Benjamin Boone at Fresno State. Again, the date and times will be announced soon. And then there's also a panel discussion, which will also be at Fresno State. These are great opportunities to interact with other people and engage in conversation. And these programs and activities also help to increase our understanding of the exhibition. Some people go into art exhibitions and they don't know what to think or to experience or what am I supposed to do? And the programs help you connect in a different way, and that they're a very important part of the exhibition process.
I did want to add something very important about this exhibit. It's that it is free and open to the public. And that is something very important because for us at Fresno State, as well as the McClatchy Foundation, the idea of accessibility for everybody is important. And we believe that everybody should have access to the arts, regardless of socioeconomic condition. So this will be a free event. All people need to do is just show up to Fresno State. And I also want to add that this exhibit is now an international exhibit. It started off as a national exhibit, mostly centered around East Coast artists. We have added West Coast artists as well as an artist from Mexico City, truly making this exhibit an international affair. And one of the films that will be coming in through CineCulture will be an international film that focuses on the movement of the LGBTQ plus community in Argentina after Stonewall. So there are many interesting moving parts to this. And I just wanted to add that just to feel further interest.
Well, before we wrap up, Liz, if you could give us a preview of some of the other exhibitions that are going to be coming to the Central Valley as part of this $1 million grant-funded collaborative with the James B. McClatchy Foundation.
I'd be happy to. A year ago, the foundation announced a major initiative in the arts in Fresno, and that was $1 million grant to three arts organizations to support dynamic, outstanding, world-class art. We're kicking it off now with the Stonewall exhibition, Nobody Promised You Tomorrow, and that runs for 10 weeks at Fresno State. Then in March of 2022, we will launch Boom Oaxaca at Arte Americas. And that exhibition is taking a look at the experience of Oaxacan immigrants here in Central California. It's very personal and it's going to be very colorful and very expressive. Arte has worked with artists down in Oaxaca to create murals that depict scenes and images of the Oaxacan experience here in the valley. And they will have a wide array of programs and along with the exhibition to help tell the story. It's going to be fabulous. Then later in that exhibition runs for 5 months. Then in July of 2022, the Fresno Art Museum will open A Queen Within, Adorned Archetypes, an amazing exhibition of fashion and costume. And it talks about how fashion has depicted women over time, the kinds of images and archetypes that are created by the images and the looks for women, such as Mother Nature, the warrior, the queen, and so forth. It's a really strong look at feminism in art, which is a strong background for Fresno Art Museum. And it's a look at how women are portrayed. I think we'll find it to be absolutely fascinating. And again, all three of these exhibitions are world-class and they are only in Fresno and only on the West Coast at Fresno.
Well, I've been talking with Liz Looney with the James B. McClatchy Foundation and Cindy Arudia, director of the Center for Creativity in the Arts at Fresno State. Thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thank you.